Once There Were Wolves, written by Charlotte McConaghy and read by Saskia Marleveld.
When we were eight, Dad cut me open from throat to stomach. In a forest in the wilds of British Columbia sat his workshop, dusty and reeking of blood. He had skins hanging to dry, and they brushed our foreheads as we crept through them. I shivered even then, while Aggie grinned devilishly ahead of me, bolder than me by far. After summers spent wishing to know what happened in this shed, I was suddenly desperate to be gone from it. He'd caught a rabbit, and though he'd let us stalk the woods with him, he'd never shown us the act of killing. Aggie was eager, and in her haste she kicked a brine barrel, her foot making a deep echoing thud, one I felt on my foot too. Dad looked up and sighed.
"You really want to see?"
Aggie nodded.
"Are you prepared for it?"
Another nod. I could see the furry rabbit and all the blades. It wasn't moving. Dead already.
"Come on over then."
We went to either side of him, our noses peeking over his workbench. From here, I could see all the fine colors of its pelt, russet browns and dusky oranges, and warm creams and grays and whites and blacks. A kaleidoscope of color, all designed, I supposed, to make it invisible and prevent this exact fate. Poor rabbit.
"Do you understand why I'm doing this?"
Dad asked us. We both nodded. "Subsistence living," Aggie said.
"Which means, indeed."
"We hunt only what we need, and we give back to the ecosystem. We grow food, too. We live as self-sufficiently as we can," I said.
"That's right. So we pay our respects to this creature and thank it for sustaining us."
"Thank you," Aggie and I chimed. I had the feeling the rabbit could have cared less about our gratitude. Silently, I bid it a glum apology, but all the while something was tingling in my belly, right down at the bottom of it. I wanted to get out of there. This was Dad's realm, the furs and the blades and the blood, the smell he was always draped in. It had always been his realm, and I wished it could stay that way. This felt like the opening of a door to a darker place, a crueler one, an adult one. And I didn't know why she wanted this, but if she did want it, then I had to stay. Where Aggie went, I followed.
"Before we eat it, we have to skin it. I'll cure the pelt so we can use it or trade it. And then we'll eat every part of the carcass so there's no..."
"Waste," we answered.
"And why is that?"
"Waste is the true enemy of the planet," we said. "Come on, Dad," Aggie complained.
"All right. First we cut from throat to stomach."
The tip of his blade went to the fur of the rabbit's throat, and I knew I had made a mistake. Before I could slam my eyes shut, the knife opened my throat and sliced my skin in one long, swift motion to my tummy. I hit the floor hard, cut open and spilling. It felt so real, I was sure there must be blood, and I screamed and screamed, and Dad was shouting now too, and the knife dropped, and Aggie dropped, and she pulled me tight against her. Her heartbeat pressed to mine, her fingers drumming a rhythm against my spine. And in her skinny arms, I was intact again. Myself with no blood, and never in fact a wound at all. I had always known there was something different about me, but that was the day I first recognized it to be dangerous. It was also the day, as I stumbled out of the shed into a long violet dusk, that I looked to the tree's edge and saw my first wolf, and it saw me.